This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, everyone. Do you wish you were somewhere sunny, but are dealing with another crazy spring? There's a solution to get that feeling. I'm grabbing a Hawaiian Breeze 5-Hour Energy and escaping there in my mind. Sports fans, ever stay up late for the game and drag the next day? A 5-Hour Energy shot will fix that no problem. 5-Hour Energy's website has tons of flavors, over 15 to choose from. Watermelon, Tropical Burst, Blue Raspberry, and even hard-to-find ones like Strawberry Lemonade and Extra Strength Fan Fuel. There's a flavor for everyone. You can even build your own 12 or 24-pack and have it delivered. Or grab a shot at your local store. They're everywhere. And it's basketball season. My schedule is packed, and I don't want to miss a second, so I grab a 5-Hour Energy shot. They're perfect for back-to-back games or when my team plays late. 5-Hour Energy keeps me going through the game and the next morning. Visit 5hourenergy.com for deals and to stock up before tip-off.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
The Rise Guys.
I don't know this one. Oh, damn.
You're not familiar with the Gunter Coleman Choir?
No. This is kind of creepy, like somebody's about to get murdered to it.
It's a lovely song. Then it gets like acid trippy. It's the 60s, you know.
And his name's Gunter, like the wrestler?
Gunter. He's the stage general.
Ludwig.
Like, this part sounds like churchy, but then when they give it back to the woman, she makes it sexy again.
I like this.
I hope that's a woman singing.
You identify her as a woman, so that's all that matters.
Like Boy George. Oh, man, my daddy had a time. He loved that so much. That you when like. You're kind of a bully to your own kid, but in a fun little way.
You're just ribbing him a little.
Mary, this boy thinks Boy George is a girl.
You got to tell him, Mary.
I was like, well, I've never heard a man say he would tumble for you or...
He's hooking up with the drummer, Matthew.
Yeah, that's what it was. I remember I saw that on National Enquirer. Boy, it could get you because it's right there eye level as the kid when you're in the grocery line.
You didn't get in trouble for reading those?
Dude, my grandma bought them. Like, she'd like, let me finish them first, and she'd save them for me. I loved them.
I thought Mary would be like, you quit looking at them.
You know, the ones that had like a pentagram or anything with astrology on it, you know.
Oh, boy.
But Bat Boy was cool, right?
Bat Boy was fine. Also, God, what was the other? Remember the thing I was talking about the other day? Somebody actually sent me a picture when they still had one. Always at Pizza Hut, they'd have those, it's like a quarter. You put it in, you get your...
What, a horoscope thing, was
yes,
it?
Yes, that's what it was.
Yeah, I remember those.
Come on, this little scroll or whatever. No, we are not buying those. I don't know what the hell I wanted it for anyway.
I know, it's like that's a woman thing.
Kiss off. I mean, it looked like a joint. Like, it looked like a little joint that would come out, a little rubber band on it, you'd roll it out, you know? It's like, come on, man. These are made by the people who make fortune cookies.
You know, I never thought of this before, but how gross did the Pac-Man game get with everybody's pizza hands and Parmesan fingers?
And people, like, you think people don't wash their hands now? Like, pre-COVID, they never did.
I remember when our Pizza Hut...
Nacho sauce would be on the urinal handle and things.
Our Pizza Hut switched to a one bathroom, a unisex bathroom. Yeah,
that's bad.
And I didn't lock it when I was in there using it as a kid. And then, you know, some guy comes in and uses the urinal. And then, like, I'm right beside him taking a dump.
Oh, my God.
It was awkward.
No way.
It was more awkward for him because I'm underage at that point.
Well, for sure. Are you sure you weren't supposed to have locked it? I think you were supposed to lock it.
Yeah, I tried to, but, like, for some reason, maybe I thought I locked it and it didn't lock.
So it's literally a urinal sitting by, and then there would be, like, that the oh crap bar there, the rail to hold on to.
Yeah, there was no partition.
Nothing.
God, that just now hit me. He had his junk out in my presence being underage.
Like, if you, like, did the periff to the left a little bit, like, you would see it, like, right there in your face.
I'm sure I probably did. He might have been winking when I looked. I don't know, but, like, I wish
I wink at you.
I wish I knew who that was so I can get him for underage flashing.
Oh, Lord.
Underage flashing.
You don't want that.
You know, man, that's where it's like they need to, for real, kind of rename that law or whatever. Like, I mean, mm-mm. Have I ever pee-peed in public? Yeah. Yeah, I have. Oh, and yeah. Could a kid have easily just walked by or drove by on a bicycle? Yeah. And could I have been on a sex offender's list? Yes.
Dude, it happened to me.
You're a sex offender?
No, but I was like, the roles were reversed.
Didn't tell us, Paige, I was about to say.
When I was in Disney World.
Yeah.
Or Disney Springs, actually. You know how I go butt naked to go to the bathroom?
Right.
I'm sitting there, and there's a lot of room under these stalls, man. Somebody's kid's crawling up under all the stalls, back and forth.
No way.
Back and forth.
You're an adult man?
Yeah.
Oh, Lord.
I mean, they're butt naked on the toilet, and this kid's going back and forth. I'm like, oh, my God.
God.
Even if I'm covered.
What do you do? You just put your foot down in that little place where you're like they can crawl under, like, back.
You can't stop it because I'm
start throwing roller paper, toilet paper at him. Rolling papers. Don't do that.
I'm in the handicap part over here in the corner. He's got a lot of room to go back and forth. Like, there's a huge gap where you could just, like, you know, he could conga up under it if you wanted to.
Yeah.
So the kid's going back and forth.
He could conga under. And
even if I'm covering up this down here.
Right.
I still got some stuff up here he don't need to see.
Yeah.
And then he's just, luckily he's not paying attention, but it still felt weird to be naked in front of a kid in a foreign state.
Yeah. Yeah. But then would that be, and I hate this filter that I have to put on. I don't, maybe I don't have to. I just feel like I have to, but, you know, not making fun of that kind of stuff. But, like, that would be the worst, though. It's like you're now on, not you, but if you were taking a dump somewhere and the kid bust or slid under, conga'd under the thing, saw your Dugan. And then went and
so all you had to do was look.
You are the bad person.
Yeah.
I know.
You are vulnerable.
It's like when my parents got a pool, my dad was pissed. He's like, I have to build a fence around it, Matthew. I was like, why, Daddy? He said, because the insurance man said if a homeless person went into our backyard drunk, they're homeless and drunk, go into our backyard and falls in the pool and drowns,
I'm liable for it.
Is stupid, Daddy. He said, Matthew, remember this. Lawyers are stupid. I'm kidding, Rob. He said a lot of the laws were. And that is.
He's right,
that
too.
Is stupid. That, to me, that's as bad as that woman. Or was it a... Yeah, it was a woman that was on the show that time. She got pissed at her boyfriend. They were at a house party. He was DD'ing, you know, and she was completely hammered. And she got pissed at him. And she went and waited in the car and turned the key on, turned it back to turn the heat on.
Yeah.
And the cops came to bust the house party, gave her a DUI.
Well, she was technically behind the wheel of the car.
With the keys in the ignition, turned backwards to produce the heat. I was like, come on, man. That's bad.
Like, take it into account, the situation.
How I'm pissed at him, okay?
I know somebody.
All right. I'm pissed.
If you see me walking into court with shorts on and a cap, like, I'm already behind the eight ball. The jury's going to look at me like, oh, okay. Of course it's him.
Well, what would you wear in, to not make them think that? Like you, the thought of you in a suit is ridiculous.
Well, that's the thing. What if I'm wearing a suit in court? I'm still a bald, fat guy sitting there.
Oh, come on.
I fit the profile for, you know, a swing sniffer.
Do you have shorts that you wear? Do you have dress-up shorts?
No, but no. Like, you know, maybe I should.
You should, since you wear basketball shorts, you should wear the tearaway pants in the court. Like an NBA, like warm-up suit for an NBA team.
The judge would never let me explain.
Sir, we appreciate it.
Is your name Bryant Reeves, Jr.?
This might be bad to say.
No.
I think the fact that there was a language barrier between the kid and myself probably helped.
I think no means no, and I'm not saying that for the Me Too movement, but I think no means no in all languages, no?
But me doing this here, like the wave off, is a universal, like, get the hell out of here.
He might have thought you were wafting a poo toward him.
I mean, it might have been both.
Yeah.
Like, you know, I'm killing
one. You could use that in a defense mechanism. Like, who is it that will spray you if you get near him? A skunk. That's it. Yep.
That's who.
Yep.
Like, I'm killing one bird with two stones, but still telling the kid to get the hell out of here.
Yep. And you have like a skunk-colored beard, so it would make sense.
God.
Does he?
I got too much working against me if, you know, I had to go to court in that situation.
Remember the old cartoons, like the, not Looney Tunes, what was it? Was it Looney Tunes where they, Pepe Le Pew was,
He was a rapist, right?
Yeah, but he was a skunk, right? And that, but mm-hmm. And he's, they were perpetuating that French people stunk. Yeah.
Is that why she fainted all the time? Because he stunk?
That, and he was trying to, you know, molester. Sexually aggressive toward her. It was like such a, like,
kitty cat.
Oh, and that, and then also in
Ooh,
cartoons,
la, baby.
He would always wave the white flag, like surrendering, like France always would. Like, they were so political with cartoons, you didn't even realize.
I mean, hell, Speedy Gonzalez. How many stereotypes are in there? Too many.
Ariba.
Andale.
That's what I learned. Andale.
Yeah. All right.
That and Uriba from La Bamba.
Yeah. I thought you said urethra.
I learned Mexican from
R-E-S-P-E-C-T. All right. We're going to take a break. We come back. We encourage you to listen up for this. It's Thursday, coming up on 7:30, and you know what that means. Facebook, fuss, and clap. Send your car.
I have something to say.
One number does it all on the TLC Motors text line at 800-774-0093.
That's communication.
This is the Rise Guys.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that.
Yeah.
No hassle.
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing.
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
The PGA Tour is all systems go, and so is the new show, Early Wedge, on the CBS Sports Podcast Network. Join Sportsline experts Sia Nejad, Mike McClure, and Eric Cohen, alongside myself, Rick Gaiman, Patrick McDonald, and Jason Sobel. 5 times per week, the Early Wedge provides the best information for DFS lineups, outright selections, and so much more. follow and listen to Early Wedge in the Early Edge feed on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Morning Show.
Now you can like or not. It really don't matter to me. It seems you're burning hot. You keep threatening to unfriend me. You've been Facebook fussing, throwing shade and dissing too. You've been Facebook fussing, mad emojis look like you.
What you're about to hear is real. These are real Facebook arguments. Some of them have been screenshot by you, the P1s. Sent in anonymously, of course, to the RiseGuys at AOL.com. And I'll remind you of this. Names have been changed, as they always are, to protect the innocent, the guilty.
And the stupid.
This is Facebook fussing. Scene number one, Facebook fussing. Playing the role of Buff Slutman is Fat Boy. Playing the role of Punkin is Mattman. Playing the role of Elizabeth Leiz is Fat Boy. Playing the role of Snuff is Paige. And also playing the role of narrator is Paige. And action.
Buff Slutman posts the following on Facebook.
Man, I'm hungry. Hey, ladies. Who's going to cook me some dinner when I get off of work? Scratching chin emoji, crying laughter.
Yeah, man. Good luck with that, Blag. LOL.
I'll cook for you, but there's a catch.
Yeah, there always is. LOL.
Uh-oh. I'm afraid to ask, but what's the catch?
Well, I'll cook for you, but you got to blank me first. Two winker emojis.
Hello. Two big eyeball emojis.
Dude. Yeah, damn dummy. If you ain't sliding in them DMs right now, post a gif of Ricky Henderson sliding into second base.
Well, I tell you, that was blunt AF, LOL.
Well, you know me, I'm a straightforward person. I just say what I want.
Yeah, I noticed. I noticed.
Yeah, I did too.
Well, I think I was a little too forward for old BS, two crying laughers. Talking about you, Buff Slutman.
Trust me, you weren't too forward with him.
Not just too forward, but maybe a bit thirsty. I think we could agree, actually. A lot of thirst, we can agree.
That's cute. I give you that, I guess.
Thanks, middle finger emoji.
Oh, hell. Cat fight.
No, I don't do that. Not on Facebook, anyway.
Well, I don't fight girls anymore, so.
Hey, hang on now. It was just a joke, everybody. I can cook, really.
You can't call that cooking.
See, now, that's the problem with Facebook. People take it just too damn serious. You see the reaction I got just for talking blank. I can't even right now. I can't even right now, three crying laughers.
Well, I mean, it's public, so if you want to look trashy, then that's on you, baby girl. You wear it well, though.
Wow. Wow. You probably don't feel too good right now, I understand. But if you remove that stick from your ass, then maybe you'd feel better. I am not bringing or banging your man. I mean, you'd know if I was. You know why? Because you'd never see him again. And if you don't like it, step off. Because I'm going to talk blank to who I want to, and you can just keep scrolling, 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 scrolling. Huh?
Her man? Wait a minute now. I got a girlfriend now? Scratching chins emoji. No, he's not my man. He could be. And he'd be damn happy if he was. But good luck with your approach. Maybe try another one. Ho, I'm single AF, BTW.
How are you single?
Duh. Everybody can see why. Because she's such a bitch on Facebook. That's why. Note to you, Liz. You can blank my ass blank. I was joking. Don't worry about what does not concern you.
Anything on your body is probably like throwing a hot dog down a hallway. It's just going to get lost anyway.
All right, bye, ho, with an E, like a tool you'd use in the yard. Have fun being alone tonight.
Eat a blank.
Yo, bitch.
I'm single because I know my worth. I won't settle for just anybody. I got a good job and no kids, so I'm definitely a catch.
I slide with Les on this one. Sorry, Pumpkin, but I think she's got you messed up. Worse than a cricket in a hubcap. Besides, Les, if you're looking, I'd love to take you out. That's okay.
No thanks. Have you seen your face? Burn, fat ass. Crying, laughing emojis.
Whatever, whore.
Insane. You know, only the names were changed in it. That was a literal conversation that people had about dinner. You say, oh, what are you going to have for dinner tonight? What's it going to go to? It turned into that.
Well.
It turned into that.
Yeah. He must be pulling it. Old Buff Slutman.
What a name. How'd you come up with Buff Slutman?
That was part of the character.
Oh.
I don't know. He's just kind of, it's like appeared to me. I think I said Buff Bagwell. What a slut, man. Because he was, there was a time he was a man whore. Remember that?
Oh, yeah.
You don't want to talk about
it. Missy Hyatt days.
I think it's literally how I came up with it.
All right. Well, I'll give you the back story on how I came up with these names. Scene two. Playing the role of ugly Bobby Eaton. It's Paige. Playing the role of Jocelyn Cox. It's Fat Boy. Playing the role of Jonathan. Is Matt Man.
That's a good name.
Playing the role of Sammy Salsa.
That's
Fat
one.
Boy.
That's the funny one.
Playing the role of Chubby will be Matt Man. And action.
Jocelyn posts a picture of a woman and a man standing beside a station wagon with the caption, RIP, Mom. It's been 23 days, but I can't forget you quick so fast. Here's Mom with some famous TV guy. She won that station wagon on the game show, and she was lucky they brought.
That's Dix Van Dyke.
Excuse me? That's my mom. That's her station wagon. And what did you just call me?
Sorry, I typed that wrong because I almost exclusively talk to text because, well, I'm lazy as all get out.
Okay.
I'm Chubby.
I don't even know who you are. Chubby? First off, okay. And third, you need to watch the slurs, okay? I have a very diversified portfolio of friends, so read and heed.
Sorry to intrusive, Jocelyn Cox, but Chubby is actually 100% correct.
No, he's not. That's not a van. It's a station wagon. And my mom was not into women or sports. And who the hell are you?
Well, then allow me to introduce myself. My name is Jonathan.
Okay, I still don't know you. I have my S set to private. What the hell?
I actually S'd my privates before.
Hey, man. How much are you asking for the van, man?
I'll throw my app in the ring and offer $500 if she runs.
What? She doesn't run. He's died. Read the caption. And it's a station wagon. Not a van, man. Who are you people? Some guy named Sammy Salsa? One named Ugly Bobby Eaton and some 90-day fiancé reject named Chubby?
Hey, I never applied, so you can kiss my hog head.
That's my favorite deli meat.
Hello again, Jocelyn Cox. But did you forget about me?
I still don't know who you are.
Oh, me? I am Jonathan. But to my point, my friend here, Copy, is right, although he needed a comma in there somewhere. It ain't Cubby. I hate Chicago. It's Chubby, and you can smooch my gooch. You know what? I am busy, but maybe later. Jocelyn Cox, as it were, in regards to your listing, you said that is your mother standing with a vehicle and a famous television man, yes?
Hey, Chico, when you said she's dead, are you saying there's no motor or what?
What I'm saying to you, Jocelyn, is the TV man is Dick Van Dyke.
Okay. I know he looked familiar. He was in Mary Poppins and Murder, She Wrote.
No, 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 Ugly Bobby Eaton. No, that was Diagnosis Murder, not Murder, She Wrote. Anyway, que sera estos gringos esta motor freaking muchos locos.
Who the hell do you think you are? Mr. IMDB.
Who, me?
Yeah, you.
Oh, I?
I'm Jonathan.
Hey, any of y'all... Hey, have any of y'all had that foot-long churro from Subway? Like, does it fill you up enough?
I didn't care for it myself, Chubby, but for real. Hey, Jocelyn Cox, if you want to scrap that station wagon or van, man, call me Sammy Salsa.
I asked for a price first up, Esso bitch.
What?
That was Esso. She didn't say
what?
S.
What is going on? Who are you people? I was trying to honor my dead mom.
I understand that, Joshua, but you posted it here on Marketplace, not your personal profile.
I was thinking that might be the case.
Ha ha ha, what a dummy. You thought this was your Facebook page.
Oh, yeah? Well, you rub dogs with your daddy. So.
You meant dongs, but you can't type, you dumb fool.
Insane! Sammy Salsa.
Sammy Salsa, who talked like Razor Ramon.
Hey, let me buy that van, man, yo.
Poor ugly Bob Eaton. Hung like a horse, but he... He can't talk worth a damn.
He struggled a little. S.O.
Ooh. What you just heard was real. I don't know that the joke hit. I don't know the joke hit.
It's one of those that kind of gets you later.
Maybe you read it and get it. I admit that.
Simmers for a little bit.
Oh, me? I am Jonathan. What you just heard was real. There's a real Facebook argument. Screenshot and sent in by Tim Looper.
Loop!
Anonymously, of course. Names changed to protect the innocent, the guilty.
And the stupid.
This has been another edition of Facebook Fussin'.
When news matters, it matters where you get your news. It's Rise Guys Headlines.
Good morning, everyone.
Hey, Leroy.
Oh, yeah, Leroy.
Leroy is back.
Bad,
Leroy. Leroy Brown was bad today.
He was. Baddest news man in the whole damn town.
Yeah, he was. All right, so headlines brought to you by Gosling Electric. So this is something that I never even thought of, but this is really a good idea. There's a new trend for people going under general anesthesia while getting a tattoo. But there's serious risks that will come with that, of course, anytime you knock somebody out.
Not removed, but like getting one? That's,
yeah.
You couldn't get it at a tattooery, right?
No.
A tattooery. Interesting.
Well,
it's a parlor.
It is a parlor. Oh, wow.
It's a shop. It's a parlor.
Yeah.
Seems
it's a studio.
According
tattoo
to this,
studio.
There are a few drawbacks to this. For one, death.
That's a big one.
At
big.
Least one person has died while being put under during a back tattoo. So there are a few things that can happen, like infections and allergic reactions.
Wonder how many women have died getting breast implants.
And you know, like,
I'm gonna look it up.
It happened a lot in Mexico. You always hear about.
Oh yeah.
I mean, you can get, there are complications with
any going under for anything.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you know, you can go in shock or whatever.
Yeah, some kind of septic shock, or they would have to get a gas doctor on staff.
Well, in order to do anything like that, you'd probably have to be some sort of licensed person in the medical field.
Oh, yeah. You can't be getting butt implants at Coconuts.
Usually, if you put someone under, you have to be an anesthesiologist, right? You can't, like a nurse can't do that.
Oh, no.
You have to check their vitals and make sure they are breathing.
Old gas doctor.
You okay? You okay in there?
Yeah, Coconuts is putting silicone, like
rubber cement, right?
Yeah, that's what it was, in the butt.
In the butt. Yeah.
But it's going to cost
Sounds like a prank.
A little bit of money if you wanted to be put under just to have a tattoo. You don't like needles, so it makes sense. But it's going to cost anywhere between $30,000 to $35,000.
But, I mean, they got to ask you, is this lined up right? Is this what you want, where you want? They can't do all that if you're knocked out. Gas doctor, that's
a good point. Also, like,
plus, don't be a pussy.
Don't be a pussy. Like, I mean, think about the think about people in prison. They get them with knows what, or think about the sailors that would get them with what did they used some kind of fish ink.
Yeah,
to make tattoos.
Like from a squid, right? Like
I think so. Yeah, something or another. Yeah. Sailor Jack, is that who did it?
Think
is
so.
That a real person? I don't know. Who's Ed Hardy?
Yeah, he's he listens to us every time he's in town.
No, that's just Hardy.
That's regular Hardy.
Regular Hardy. Those crazy guys. The crazy guys, the rise guys, crazy man.
I know a guy who reminds me of Hardy. I don't know if it's the hair, the size.
You can't tell if he's
all of it.
Fit or not.
No, I'm like, I really can't tell what your shape is, guy.
Hardy's got an odd shape. I've seen him from a mile away and as close as from me to you, and he's just got a shape I can't identify.
Like, why do you look like Hardy, my guy?
Oh, we had a thing about that earlier today. I can't. Oh, man.
I've heard it a lot more now than I have before.
It's like the younger generation's like, dude, I ain't my guy. Like, but then again, I used to say, what's up, my man? That's okay, yeah. My man, but my guy. I don't know. It just rubs me the wrong way.
Now they say it like, you know, do we got beef, my guy?
Yeah, my guy, we got beef. We good, my guy?
We good.
You can call me my guy. No. MacGyver, yeah. Give me 5 seconds. I'll
and
fix
why
this.
Why did it come out with beef? Like, we got beef between it? That's kind of, is there a connotation to that? I don't know.
I thought it was sexual at first.
Yeah, if
really
someone
did.
Asked me if I had beef with them, I'd say like, absolutely not.
No, but do you want to go to Arby's? You can make that happen. I understand
beef.
They have
not
it.
A beef eater, but if you know, if you want to talk about some other kind of, like, maybe poultry or...
Do you have the meats?
Dun. I had them last night. I went 4 times in the 9 o'clock hour. I was meeting all night.
You pulled that double dragon at some point.
Oh, Lord. Whew. You did not know that was a real thing. Like, what if I threw up? So earlier we were talking about the medical condition. It's loosely called double dragon when you have diarrhea and vomiting at the same exact time. But what if you also had a runny nose?
Okay.
You're crying.
Oh.
Crying, runny nose.
That's awful.
What's another thing that could happen?
Plus, is it an actual runny nose, or are you saying somebody's name?
I think I did that.
Not Ronnie Nose. Good old Ronnie. He's a good guy. Ronnie Nose.
I was
That's
crying.
That's a fussing name, man. You should do that.
And I wasn't feeling good, and I found out I had the vid.
The vid?
Yeah.
And then because I was crying with it.
Kind of venereal something disease, huh?
No, nothing down venereal type stuff, but it made my eyes swell like a cartoon character. Like,
right.
Because I was crying.
Yeah, puppy dog eyes.
And I had these other things going on.
Yeah.
I don't advise that.
That makes it sound awful.
These other things. Like, what kind of stigmata? What was it?
No, I was sick. You say, congestion and runny nose.
So if you had diarrhea, that. Throwing up, runny nose, you were crying, and God, what was the other thing it could be?
Diarrhea.
God, I just had a fifth
many,
one.
Too many fluids running at the same time.
Is what I'm thinking.
Sounds like a Pepto commercial.
Earache.
What'd you say, Keurig?
Earache.
Oh. These are your thing in K-cups. I'll take some caffeine. I could use it.
That's the other one, your ears. There's little holes in your ears.
Yeah.
So there you go.
Oh, what? Yeah. So you also are peeing at the same time.
Oh, gosh.
Oh, yeah.
You're like a natural fountain.
You know, can you pee and poop? I guess you can at the same time.
I've never done one and not done the other one ever in my whole life.
Plus, if you don't do one before you do the other, it's going to happen while you're doing the other.
Yep. And if you've just done the deed and then you got to go to the bathroom, you got to like consciously wait for that valve to switch over. You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah, I do. Yeah.
You don't.
I do.
Women don't know that.
We have different valves.
Yeah.
It's not come from the same thing.
Yeah, you know what I mean.
And yes, urethra.
You're not.
No, I'm Matthew.
Not Vaz.
It's your show moment of the day, everyone.
Vaz,
it's not
going
to get any better than that.
Urethra. Welcome to the band.
You are.
Welcome to the band.
Urethra.
We are urethra. You are. Did you see urethra on my chart? Did you see Marms?
Marms.
Marms and urethra.
Urethra is opening up for
Aretha Franklin.
For no, somebody. It's not. My urethra is opening up for no one, Paige.
Yeah, hang on now.
Watch out, woman.
Okay, it's a headlining band. Oh boy. All right. So this sorority girl, she's got some notoriety now because she's really attractive. She's in Georgia, and Georgia sorority girls, they've got this thing called Hot Mugshot. It's trending online. And this girl got pulled over for speeding last month.
Trump started that trend.
And the cop let her off with a warning. But they caught her doing it again. Speeding again minutes later, and they locked her up. And the internet thinks she's got a lead foot and a terrific smile. They like her.
Oh.
She didn't learn her lesson the first time.
See, everybody's finally come. Even the guys now are like, we like a bad girl. We like a speed demon. Y'all like guys, Italians that kill healthcare CEOs. We like speeding women.
You do. You get behind the wheel with a woman that might.
Like, isn't it a crazy
wreck
world?
That car.
You even look to like Richard Ramirez. Like, there were women who loved him. Like, nice, he was a hunk. And even with
he
the
really
old Luigi guy, like, that was a weird societal kind of observation of, like...
Luigi Mangina?
You know, I like bad boys because I don't want to be feeling comfortable.
The second one was not needed. You're talking about the movie franchise?
I don't want to be feeling comfortable in my life, you know?
Well, yeah, but, like, I don't know. I think the point's lost. I'm not saying anything derogatory towards you, but, like, that's... it's just weird how... Same thing goes with everything, though, right? Like we were talking about earlier, like, you know, a hot WNBA player versus, like, Caitlin Clark. You know, the looks get you everywhere. Like, this guy walked up and murdered a man.
I never understood
that. The guy, seedy business practices, blah, blah, blah. But, like, but then there were people, like, cheering for him. And then remember, what restaurant was it he got busted at? And people.
It was the McDonald's, right?
Was it McDonald's? People were leaving bad reviews on the McDonald's Google.
Yeah, it was a McDonald's in Pennsylvania somewhere.
They were so mad at the McDonald's employees for calling in on Luigi that they left them bad Google reviews.
Jesus.
I mean, it's like, what the hell, man?
If you look at some of these local McDonald's doing the Google reviews, like somebody tried to get a four-piece nugget and it was like full of pickles. They got no nuggets at all. It's got a box of pickles.
So, first off, you go and read... McDonald's reviews?
That one went viral.
Oh, okay,
because it was a box of pickles.
I was like, that's one thing. I just assume it ain't, you know.
Somebody went down that rabbit hole already. You go back to tattoos real quick.
Yeah.
Somebody texts in about Mellow Ball's back piece. Look at this. It cost $20,000, took 18 hours to do.
Yeah, but it was, wasn't it three sessions though?
Yeah.
Yeah.
What's on the back? What's on
the back? 6 hours a pop.
And they had to numb them up. Look at it though. I mean, it's like colors.
That's
good.
That's really pretty.
That's so like.
But your whole back's numb.
That's art. I mean, it really is. So your brother, Paige.
Oh, yeah.
Artwork.
He likes.
He's art on his back.
He's got tattoos.
Yeah.
So they didn't like put him out, but you know, he's numbed up for. That is ridiculous.
He's a real man to take that.
Yeah.
He's 6'8", too, so that's a tall tattoo.
Oh, you know, a lot of people look at getting tattoos as, like, therapy. Like, they're like, maybe not meditating, but they get into, like, maybe some kind of trance. Not in some kind of esoteric way, but just kind of like, you know.
Ooh, ooh, ooh.
I remember when I got this whole arm's essentially dedicated to my dad, but when I got the eulogy part right here, mm-hmm. It was on the inside of my arm.
Marm.
So it's so like the inside is not, doesn't have the exterior. Yeah. And I just remember sitting there saying, because it hurts so bad. It's like, and this is not in a whimper way, but like, think about the pain he was going through. You know what I'm saying? And I was like, I zoned right out of the pain just thinking that way. Same way when you got to like, you're about to crap your pants before you get home. And you're like, all right, I can get out of this mindset. If I don't think about it, I don't have to doo-doo no more. And it never works.
No. Once you get out of the car, it's flowing. I mean, I don't ever. You gotta hold it before you unlock the door.
Flowing?
It's trying to unlock the door when you have to go to the bathroom.
Yeah, and then you take that first step, and then there it goes.
Like,
right
oh
down
my
the chute.
Gosh.
There it goes. Now I'm gonna do my Charlie Chaplin walk down the hallway. I'm in the chain gang.
What's your next tattoo? Do you know? I might get the spider webs on the nipples.
If I can, honest to God, and for real, I'm not asking for a freebie. I promise to God, somebody that is a good, because I don't want to drive here, there, and yonder. Someone that's local,
tattoos that does good portraits, let me know.
Oh, nice.
Because I want to get my boy on my arm.
Oh, wow. You don't want
not my guy, but my boy.
You don't want the back?
I ain't messing with my back. I can't see it then. Either. I ain't getting it for everybody else. I mean, that's the most selfish thing ever, but like the tattoo, like my dad, it's written so I can sit here and read it, not I can show it to you. Like, it's for me to remind me, you know. It's a selfish thing, but the way I look, like, I don't want it upside down where I got it.
Plus, there's only so many spots you could put the tattoo that you want.
Right, yes. I
you
can't
put it on your thigh or nothing.
Or my butt cheek or nothing. Hey, kiss my ass, Jasper. Yeah, I can't do that. That was mean to say just then. I apologize. Okay. All right, good morning. Thank you.
You're waking up with the Rise Guys Morning Show.
I love the Rise Guys.
Oh, yeah, the Rise Guys in the morning, man. They are hilarious.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.